illness is physical, mental, and spiritual. So you can be spiritually ill and be physically well. You can be physically ill and spiritually well. So physical, mental, and spiritual, everything has a different dimension. From a physical viewpoint, this is quite tolerable. From a mental viewpoint, it's quite tolerable. And the spiritual, it doesn't really mean anything except that one has to accommodate to the fact that you're getting older, that's all.
David now addresses the issue of, can there be any benefit to an illness?
It may be not necessarily a physical benefit, but a philosophic benefit, that you realize that what you couldn't have lived with before now is trivial, and you can live with it. So you realize that you are far more than just your physical dimension, because the physical dimension can be quite limited, and you can still be in a state of great happiness and spiritual grace. You look at it all three ways, philosophically and spiritually, intellectually and physically. Take an antacid and you say, what am I getting so nervous about? Or what is distressing me? What is it that I'm resisting? Could be a person who's resisting really experiencing out grief. They're suppressing the grief instead of just giving into it and weeping for a day or two and then letting it all go. So don't forget, everything that happens has a karmic antecedent. So the grief you feel for a loss in this lifetime, it brings up all the grief of all the losses over all the lifetimes. People say, why am I so upset over this little thing? Well, it isn't just this little thing. You got a whole stack of suppressed feelings from many lifetimes in which you didn't experience it out. Your resentments and angers and self-pities and God knows what all. So you could take advantage of it. When something comes up in this lifetime, feel it all the way until it finally runs out. If you're angry, you're not angry enough. Lay on the floor and pound your fists and scream and screech and squeal until all the angriness is gone. And do the same with the grief. And that way your vulnerability is much less. If people are angry, I tell them, the trouble is you're not angry enough. Go in the other room and scream and jump and shriek and clench your fists and pound the wall until you've got it all out. Be a crazy person. Just go into craziness for a while and get rid of it. So because people suppress those feelings, and first of all, they don't like them. And secondly, we're trained in a social way to repress them and not express them. And if you're a guy, you're not supposed to have grief or cry or anything like that, you know. Let it go. If you're angry, it's because you're not angry enough. And I tell them, jump up and down and curse them. And when you watch the television and you don't like the other political party, just jump up and down and tell them how awful they are and they're stupid and they're really ignorant. And I don't know how God tolerates their presence on this planet, and just go crazy with it. And finally you see it's ridiculous and you see that the other side is doing exactly the same thing about you. It makes you laugh, you know. Everybody's got to be someplace.